This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Case, if Keren alone was written, we would have said Keren is chayiv because they're ekoi, and he could, since the animal is not driven by his taiva, it wouldn't have been so hard for him to guard his animal, and the pshia is therefore greater. And if only Shein was written, we would have said the reason in Shein that he's chayiv is because there's no aggression, there's no kavanah lahazik, so the shmira would have been easier, and the pshia is therefore greater. Comes the Gemara and says, "Belav kal v'chaymeru." No, we've got to look at it not from the point of view of the Gavra, but from the point of view of the Heftza. Which is a greater mazik? You're responsible for your property which has damaged. Which is greater damager? The kavona lahazik or lav kavona lahazik? Surely kavona lahazik is the greater source of damage, and therefore one should be more chayev for Kirin, which is kavonos lahazik, than for Shein, which is not kavonos lahazik. That's how we learnt the Vilav Kav HaChomer. Yeah. What, where did we prove that from? It's not the kulus. It's lava chumras gomim, but it's the tzad hashoveh that's gorim. The tzad hashoveh shebeim gorim adin. He brings the maskon at the end of the Gemara, right? Well, no, that's a Gemara's maskon. At the end of the day, that's a Gemara's maskon in any case. So what are you asking?
So it comes out now that so it's difficult, according to that, to understand the way he learns in the Havamina.
Firstly, we could say, Posh, this is the Havamina still, and Tospis on Daf Beis is talking according to the maskon. But what is the difficulty? Apart from that, what is the difficulty? You're on the right track, because there's another kasha that we can ask. It comes out according to this, that the maskona of the Gemara is that we've got to look at the Heftzen, not at the Gavra. Is that right? We've got to look at the Shur. And that the Koach HaMechayev is the fact that it's your moment. Like the Rambam learns, the Rambam is fine now, because according to the Rambam, that's the maskona of the Gemara. The Rambam says, Shemamoyin Ahizik, you're responsible for your money which damaged him, and therefore, the more of a mazik that your moment is, the more you're going to be chayev. And for kavanos lahazik, you're clearly more of a mazik than for lav kavanos lahazik. So the Rambam goes according to the maskon of the Gemara. That's fine. The Tosfos is a problem, because Tosfos holds. You remember Tosfos asked the kasha on the Mishnah that it's mashma from the Mishnah that einshin min hadin, that we could learn out the tashlumin by kal vachomer. That's the base of the whole sugya. That's the Gemara on Daf Hei, that we're able and it's legitimate to work out the tashlumin for nezikin from kal vachomer. And we see here again, if Keren were written, and if Shein were really more chomer than Keren, then we would be able to learn Shein from Keren. And you know, Nadin is that if for a small avera, You get Malkus, so for a big Avera, Kol Shechein, you should get Malkus. You can't say that. Why not? Noinish. Why does a person get Noinish? Mean that it's a good Kapora. Fakir, it might not be a Kapora at all for a big Avera. If it's not a Kapora for a big Avera, then if we give a person Malkus and it's not a Kapora, what is that? That's assault. That's not Noinish. Principle of Kal Vachomer cannot work for the Kapora aspect. Then, if the secular law, you can say Unshim in Adin, there's no problem. But since the purpose of Einish is kapora, the kachumi breaks down. It works fakert. That's the principle of Einish min adin. Now, this gavra heft to say that the mechayev is in the gavra. Why? To see which one is a bigger pshia. Is he responsible where it's ein kavanos lahazik? That's how Tosfos wants to learn. Okay, so we're saying, what is the reason for paying? The reason, it's a consequence of not, which is noinish. Then we understand Tosfos' kasha of, but in the Mishnah, we see that, but if we're going to say that the system of Nezikin is based on the object, on the animal, you're chayev for your moment. Only if that releases you from obligation. Shomer, there was nothing for careless, and you weren't a way of learning. You are, but you have a p'tur because you were shomer. Why are you? Because you're a man of truth, you're a man of religion, therefore you are. You were shomer, so it's p'tur. You're p'tur. You don't have to pay. The chayiv. In that case, it's not an oinish. There's no oinish here. What's the oinish? You're responsible because you're, as the Rambam says, because your property damaged. It's not an oinish. Just that if you were shomer, there's a p'tur for that chayiv. In that case, what's Tosfos's kasha of einan shimin adin? So from Tosfos' kasha of Einan Shimin Adin, you see that Tosfos learns not like the Rambam. You see that Tosfos learns that it's on the Gavra, not on the Chet. That the Chiyuv Tashlumin is because of the lack of Shmiro, because you were careless, not because of that. That's against the Maskon of the Gemara. That kasha Reb Chaim tells us. That's Reb Chaim tells us kasha. See from Tosfos that is not that he holds that the Chiyuv Nezikin is not because you are momen damaged, but the Chiyuv Nezikin is because you were Poshea, and it's an Einish for the Pshia. In that case, that's how we would learn the Havamina according to the Mahari and the Shita. That's the Havamina of the Gemara, not the Maskona. The Maskona is against Shelo Ali B'Dehilchus according to Tosfos. That's his kasha. But let's have a look at the previous piece of Shita that we skipped last time. Did I bring? Why did he hold the other way on the Hermon base? We'll have to see when we get there how to reconcile that Tosfos. I think most people learn that it can be learned in the same. Reb Chaim tells it brings many riyas through the Perek. The Tosfos holds that it's the Chiyuv Pshia, which is Gurim. And that's the Shitas of Tosfos. Umari Kohen Sedek Zal Pirish de la Perish Ri Shepirish Loiri Yakirin Shein Hanoel Ezeko Pshia Gudoilo Posho. This is how we would learn the kasha. Uma shein she'ein kavanos lahazik. Velehaveli la'atzuki adaita linturei. Shein where there's no kavanos lahazik. And he therefore did not have to, cannot have been expected to have thought about the shmira. Keren she kavanos lahazik. The Ma'ariko in Tzedek learns very differently. The Ma'ariko in Tzedek learns, in the Havamina we wanted to say, as Tosfos says, what's that? But if Keren alone would have been written, I would have said, Keren is Chayev. Why is he Chayev for Keren? Because there's no Anol Le'ezeko, and therefore it's easy to be Shomer. But Shein is Anol Le'ezeko, not easy to be Shomer. If Shein was written, I would say Shein is Chayev because it was easy to be Shomer, no aggression, no Kavanos al Isaac. But Keren, with his Kavanos al Isaac, it's difficult to be Shomer, not Chayev. Ask Torah v'lav kal v'chomeru. The measure of his Pshia is not in terms of how difficult the Shmira is, but in how predictable the damage was. If the damage is predictable, he'll find a way to be Shomer. If you know it's going to happen, you know you can be Shomer. That's not the problem. He's not excused because it's hard to look after. Then he has no business owning an ox. If he owns an ox, that means he has the capacity to look after it. His only defense might be, I didn't expect it to happen. You don't have to be shomer a thing from something which is completely beyond expectation. You park a car on a hill and the car rolls down and damages somebody at the bottom of the hill, you're chayav for not leaving your handbrake on. Can't say I didn't expect it to happen. Difficult to show him in a car on a hill, you know, very hard. On the flat, you can say, I can understand that I would be chayav, because one has to look after a car when it's flat. But on a hill, why should I be chayav? Very hard to look after a car that it doesn't roll down on a hill. We don't say that. Sure, it's hard. Well, therefore, you have to pull up the handbrake. And you could have anticipated it. On the flat, you didn't anticipate it. So you could tie now. I didn't pull up the handbrake because who would have thought the car would roll up a hill or along the flat? So the fact that I didn't pull up the handbrake is not a pshia, but on the downhill it is a pshia. But if one lands up parking a car and the car explodes and damages somebody, and you say, but why did you park your car near people? Because cars don't usually explode. That's why. I didn't know it was going to do that. That's the v'lav kal v'chomer. What we've got to look at is not the difficulty in guarding the ox, but the degree of anticipation required to predict that the damage needs shmira, or that the potential damage needs shmira. And that's very important, because that's really a person's responsibility. Again, what we're discussing is the nature of a person's responsibility as far as his moment is concerned. To what extent is he obligated to predict? And that's where the area of pshia and oynes is measured, in the sense of how predictable, to what extent his achrayus is measured. Why is he responsible for his ox? His ox did it, not him. The reason you're responsible for the ox is because you should have been able to foresee. You've got das, you've got intellect and intelligence. You should have been able to foresee that this was going to happen and taken the corrective measures before it happens. Not having done so makes you chayav. That's what you chayav for not taking the correct measures. So we see that the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek is learning both the Havamina and the Maskona along the lines that the Bailim is chayav for his own pshia, not because Mamoina Hizik. So we have a machlokes between the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek on the one hand and the Ma'ari on the other hand, as to whether the Maskona switches that. The Havamina Lekula Alma is that you're chayav for the pshia of the Bailim. The Ma'ari with that very principle. Whether in the V'lav Kal V'chomer who we're turning over the very principle of the source of the Chiyuv and saying, no, the source of the Chiyuv, as the Ma'ari says, is not that before you thought that the reason that you're Chayav is because of the lack of Shmira. Now I'm telling you that the reason that you're Chayav is because it's Mamoina Hizik. That's how the Ma'ari learns. The Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek says, no, we stay with that principle that the reason that you're Chayav is because of lack of pshia, the difference between lack of shmira, the difference between the havamin and the maskona is merely as to how to measure the lack of shmira. Is the shmira lacking because it was easy to be shomer and you didn't, or because it was predictable and you didn't predict it properly and you didn't take the necessary measures? That's the machlokes between the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and the Ma'ari, and the machlokes that's between the Tosfos and the other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rambam, for example. The Rambam will have to learn like the Ma'ari. And Tosfos will have to learn like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. Reuven, now do you see why you need an Akron to understand a Rishon? That's a derech in understanding a Rishon. You need a Reb Chaim Telzer for that. So now we need to remember that's Tosfos' Shita, and that there are these two Shitas in the Shita. That's Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. We need to really have to build on that right through the Masechta. That's a fundamental principle on which the whole Masechta is built. Hillel, you missed the Ma'ari last on Thursday, no? Who are we missing today? Johnny's working and Leonard's in Cape Town. Does Andrew work now that he's in the army? Does Andrew work on Sundays? I think he told me. I think he told me that on Sundays he would still sometimes have to work. And who else? Anthony sends his neshama along. It's just his body, but he's not in. Chiddush of Chaim Mitelf. Right, now let's go into the Eved V'Amo. So says the Gemara, Itzrich, no? It's not a Kal V'Chomer. So we'll have to learn this answer now according to both ways. Let's start off learning according to the Ma'ari. What did we say was the Kal Vachomer? If you're going to see the Chiyuv Nezikin from the point of view of the Chefzer, not the Gavre, then Kavanos Lahazik is a reason to be Mechayev. And we would make a Kol Shechein. That if for Shein, Shein, Kavanos Lahazik, Chayev, Keren, She Kavanos Lahazik, Le Kol Shechein, says the Gemara, no. It's Rich. Still, you would need it. If Shein was stated, you would still need to be told Keren. I might think that even though Shein, there's no Kavanos Lahazik, even accepting your principle, that the Chefze is what has to be examined, still I would think that there's a reason to patter Keren. Why? I would have thought maybe that Keren can be compared to Eved v'Amo. Eved v'Amo lav afal gav the kavonosun lahazik afilu hache petiri. Eved v'Amo, even though they have kavonah to cause damage, nevertheless they're potur. To patter. That's what we're saying. Kavanos Lazik is a reason to patter. Also, there are two places that we know the Ptur of Eved V'Amo. The one that Rashi brings and the one Tosfos brings. The one that Rashi brings is on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The one that Rashi brings is Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah there, about two-thirds of the way through the Mishnah, for Eved v'ho isho pegiyoson ro'o. An Eved and an isho, being damaged by them is bad. Or being involved in damages is bad. Ha'choyevel bohem chayev. If you damage them, you have to pay. V'hem shechov l'ba'achirim pturim. But if they damage you, they're potter. Aval mishalmim lachazman. Nisgar sho ha'isho nishtachir ha'eved chayovim l'shalim. But ultimately they'll be chayav to be mishalim. If the eved is freed or the woman becomes divorced, then they have to pay retrospectively. Why? Because the only reason they can't pay is because they have no money. Oh, so the question is, what's this got to do with Keren? If that's the reason that eved v'amma is potter is because they've got no money, what's it got to do with Kavanos Lazik? Kavanos Lazik doesn't play a part in this ptur. It's irrelevant to the ptur. So Tosfos brings the other source, which is the Mishnah in Iyodan. Can we get a Mishnah, the last volume of Taurus? Why learn it on an economic? That's what we're going to have to work out here. The Baal is not chayv. No, it's not his moment. But with Eved, so the question is why the Baal is not chayv. So that's the Mishnah in Yodayim. Thanks. That's the Mishnah in Yodayim. The Tzedukim used to question the Pirushim the following way. The Tzedukim, you remember, were the Reform, and the Pirushim were the Chachomim. Kovli monu aleichem, Pirushim. We have a taina against you, Pirushim. Sha'atem oimrim shoyri v'chamoyri she'eziku chayovim. Ah, but look what geshmak Reform Yidden they were in those days. They knew that all the halachas, they knew a shoyr and chamoyr and ezikim, they were bekiyim. You taina that for my ox and my donkey that if they damage I'm chayiv ve'avdi ve'amosi she'eziku pturim, and if my slave damages I'm potur. And I'll ask you a kal vachomer, ma'im shoyri v'chamoyri she'ni chayiv be'em mitzvahs, my ox and my donkey for which I have no responsibility legabi mitzvahs, harei ani chayiv benizkan, I'm responsible if they damage, avdi ve'amosi she'ni chayiv be'em mitzvahs. Surely I've got to be chayav for their damages. Amru lahim loy. So the Perushim answered them no. Imo ma'atim b'shoyri v'chamer ishein bohim das. Shoyr and chamer have no knowledge, have no intellect. Toim ribavdi v'amasi sheyesh bohim das. But my servant and my maidservant, they have das, there I'm potter. Why? She'im aknitem yelech v'yad likadishu shalach v'yichayev l'shanim. If I allow this, then I'll never be able to be at peace, because as soon as I have a little argument with one of them, they're going to go and cause nezek, and I'll have to pay. So it's not for yeshiva olam, it's against the whole principle of normal relationships to allow such a thing. It will be opening the floodgates of limitless damages if we allow such a thing. That's why, simple reason. Those are the two makuris for the Eved, the Amo, and the Isho to be potu. So the Gemara says, I might have compared Keren to Eved v'Amo, where I see Das as being Kavonos al-Hazik, as being a reason for Ptur, which is absurd. That very reason doesn't apply by the Shur. And that's Taka what Rav Ashi asked, but the question is, what's Avmin? Omer Rav Ashi, Atu Eved v'Amo lav taima Rabu Yisbehu. Eved v'Amo, there's a major reason for that. Shemo yakni tenu rabu v'yelech v'yad likadishu shel chaveru v'nim tzazem mechaibis rabu me'amonu b'chol yoyim. That's what Ravashi says. Therefore you can't, there would be no havamina to learn keren as the same as Eved v'ama and say that he should be potur because this kavanos l'hazik. And therefore if Shein alone were written, I would be able to learn keren from Kal v'chomer, because looking at it from the point of view of the Hefza, kavanos l'hazik is a chumra. That's how the Gemara leaves it at this point. Let's write the Ma'ariko in Tzedek's way. Then we would be saying that if you look at it from the point of view of the Bailim's responsibility to predict the damage, then Kavanos al-Hazik is more predictable. And he should have taken steps for Shmira. Says the Gemara, no. If Shein alone were written, I would still say maybe Keren, even though there's Kavanos Lazik and therefore the damage is predictable, I might say nevertheless is Potter. Why? Because of Eved V'Amo. Eved V'Amo we see, even though there's Kavanos Lazik and therefore it's predictable that they can cause damage, nevertheless the Bailim is Potter. So here too, it's just as difficult, isn't it? Answers Rav Ashi, time Rabbi is, well, it's just as difficult. Let's learn Rashi. Itzrich lemichtav keren, because I would have said afilachi pturim kedamrinen beferik hachoyvel ha'eved v'ho isho pegiyoson ro hachoyvel bohen chayev v'hen shechov l'ba'achirim pturim. Says Rav Ashi, love time, Rabbi Yisbuhu, di'im echayves leikol shoshi yachisenu Rabbi yelech v'yad likadushu shechaveri kedei lechayves Rabbi. What's Rashi adding here that isn't in the Gemara? Must be that Rashi didn't have that gilson in the Gemara. That Rav Ashi must have stopped. Omar Rav Ashi, atu eved v'amo lav taima rabu isbuhu. Full stops. And Rashi adds what that is, because otherwise Rashi is virtually repeating the Gemara. Says Tosfos. Midi dehavi a'eved ve'amo. V'loi k'peirush Rashi shepirish. And not like Rashi, who learns the source of this eved ve'amo, d'tznan ba'achoyvel, eved v'isha p'giyoson ro. D'imkein avali l'minket eved v'isha. Shouldn't say eved. It shouldn't say Eved v'Amo. Al Gemara shouldn't say Eved v'Amo. If the basis was the Mishnah in Achoved, it should say Eved v'Isha.
That's not technically what he said. That
Mishnah has got nothing to do with Kavona. That Mishnah has got to do with other reasons altogether. That is not tackling it. Just the language. Elam Afarish Rabbein Rutam, the Nokab Eved v'Amo Mishnah, the Koya must listen to Seif Maseches Yodayim. It's going on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yodayim. And the reason is because of Shema Yaknitenu Rabbe, which the Gemara brings here shortly, which is explained in the Mishnah, that's where it comes from. Of course, that creates another difficulty. Why did Rashi quote the Mishnah in Achoyva rather than the Mishnah in Yadayim? For what reason? Because of the answer. Yeah, if you quote the Mishnah Yadayim, you can't say he didn't know the answer. You can tell he didn't know the Mishnah. That's already that in the Havamina. That's already a bit of a doichak, but you can tie into such a thing that in the Havamina the Gemara didn't know the Mishnah. One sees that even the Amoraim can be excused for not knowing a Mishnah, a Furusha Mishnah. Normally a Braisa, it's acceptable if an Amora doesn't know a Braisa. Didn't hear the Braisa. But the Gemara is going much further here. The Gemara is willing to say, didn't know that Mishnah. What about his Bekiyas? Good. Didn't know the Mishnah. That doesn't puzzle him from being an Amora if he doesn't know a Mishnah. But that's why Rashi brings Achovel, and Achovel the reason is not given, and it answers the Gemara. No, the basis is not from Achovel; the basis is from Maseches Yodayim. But according to Tosfos, who says that the Havamina, the Kasha is from Maseches Yodayim, what are we going to say? But he knows the Mishnah. If he knows the Mishnah, didn't he read it till the end? That even an Amora can't get away with not reading the Mishnah till the end of the Mishnah. That you can't. And that Tosfos deals with in the next Tosfos. Lav afa gav the kavanos lahazik afilu achip turin. Says Tosfos beim toimar eved ve'amo gufe neilev mikal vachomer deshein lischayev kiven da'kasilid yoda time of the shem yachnitena rabbi. The first thing is, who says that eved ve'amo should be potter? Learn from a kal vachomer from shein that it's chayev shein, which is not kavanos lahazik. You chayev eved ve'amo lekol shein. Finished. If you don't know the Mishnah, learn that you're chayiv. That's a kasha on Rashi. Why on Rashi, Dafke? Yes. If you're going to say that we don't know the Mishnahs at all, that's what you've got to say according to Tosfos. You've got to say that in the Havamina, maybe he didn't know the Mishnah altogether. He just knew the din. But he didn't know it as a source from the Mishnah. Very difficult to understand what Tosfos is asking exactly. Vayit kashi. Kivan de yoda reisha de masnissim de maseches yadayim de nokat evit v'amma v'loy nokat evit v'isha. I have just proved, says Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, that by use of the word evit v'amma rather than evit v'isha, that indicates that the Amora knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, and if he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, him came mistoma yoda sefer. So he must have known the end of the Mishnah too. So Mimonoshach, if he didn't know the reason, then if he didn't know the Mishnah altogether, then learn a Kal Vachomer from Shein. And if he knew the Mishnah, it can't be the Mishnah Achivil, it must be the Mishnah in Yodayim. And if he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, then why not? Then he must have known the Sefer. So he either knew no Mishnah, or he was referring to the Mishnah in Yodayim. That's Tosfos' point. If he knew no Mishnah, then he should make a Kal Vachomer from Shein. If he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, then he should know the Sefer of the Mishnah. Vayit koshe de eved ve'amo kishein kavanos en lahazik nami p'tiri. V'imkein mai maisi. And furthermore, eved ve'amo kavanos en lahazik is irrelevant to the whole thing. Where they don't have kavanos en lahazik, they're also chayef. Makes no difference. They're also potter. They're always potter. He's always potter for his eved and amo. Whether there was kavanos en lahazik or not. So you see, it is not dependent on kavanos en lahazik. So why try and bring a raya from eved ve'amo that kavanos en lahazik is not a basis lahachmer? Those are Tosfos' kashas, which are essential kashas to the understanding of the Gemara. Those three kashas need to be, three or four kashas, need to be understood in order to understand the pshat in the Gemara. The Yesh Leimar answers Tosfos. The Shapir Havayodo Hamakshe Taimer the Shema Yachnitenu Rabbi. That the Makshin Taken knew the answer of Shema Yachnitenu Rabbi. V'afilu hochi porich, and nevertheless he asks, what? Kivan de eved v'amo p'turim, since eved v'amo is potu, v'afilu be'en kavanos on lahazik, even if there's no kavanos on lahazik, they're still potu. V'yaf agav, why should they be potu if there's no kavanos on lahazik, the l'shayach taimu de shema yaknitenu rabbi, the onusu? How, there's no thing of Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. If he was not Kavanos Lazik, then he's an Onus. And if he's an Onus, we don't have to worry about Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. So why is he Chayiv? Answers Tosfos, Depa'omim, then he's Kavnu, V'yomri, Lo, he's Kavnu, because if we let him get off, if we make the Bailim Chayiv when it was Onus, then the Eved is simply going to do it deliberately and say it was my mistake. And that way it will be mechayev. So the only way we can give effect to this takona is to release them of obligation in all circumstances. Therefore they are potur, the bailim is potur for the nezek of his eved v'ano in all instances. Nimtza shekavonosom goyreim haptur. So it emerges that kavonosol azik is the cause of the ptur. Why is the kavonosol azik the cause of the ptur? It's only it's because we fear he might have had kavonah. That is the only reason is chayev when there's no kavonah salahazik is because maybe there is kavonah salahazik. So you see clearly that kavonah salahazik is the mechayev. What did you ask Tosfos? That is chayev even when there's no kavonah salahazik. Yeah, it's right, but the reason is chayev when there's no kavonah salahazik is because maybe there was kavonah salahazik. So you see vital that kavonah salahazik is the gurim for the ptur. And in that case, achanami kerim shekavonah salahazik yishtanu lefoytroi. But Avashi Pirish, Dafilu Be'en Kavanos Lazik Ike Taimur Rabba. And Avashi comes along and says, no, but even Ein Kavanos Lazik, there's good reason for it. The reason is maybe there was Kavanah. And if there was Kavanah, Shemayak Nitenu Rabba. The whole thing is based on Shemayak Nitenu Rabba, says Ravashi. Do we need Ravashi for that? What was the Havimim? What has Tosfos answered? What has Tosfos explained? How has Tosfos helped us understand? It's one of the weirdest pieces of Gemara we've had in Bava Kamma. Not one of them. It is the weirdest we've had in Bava Kamma so far. There's a marsha on this. Do you see the marsha on this? What does the marsha say? The Havmina is that in the case of Ein Kavanos Lazik, so the Eved is walking in somebody else's field, and as he's walking by mistake, his electric lighter, fuel lighter falls out of his pocket and it ignites and it sets the field on light. Absolutely by mistake. We say the bailim is potter. Why? The hakavona gori maptur. Because we say we're afraid that maybe there was kavona. That's what we're choshish for. Maybe there was kavona. Hachinami miyas bekerim. Kivan deike kavona yish lepoitra. I asked the mashu akashe. V'afagav deloi shayach ocho shema yaknitenu. The whole principle of shema yaknitenu doesn't apply by the shore. What's the tzushtel? Umiyu b'shein. Kivan deleke kavona klal veloi shayach shema yaknitenu chayev. In Shein, there is no Kavonos Lazik at all, and there's no Yachniten or Rabu, and he's Chayev. So what does that show us? Sorry? Yeah, but what's the Mashal saying here? Umiyu. But Shein, Kivan, Deleke Kavonos Klal, Veloy Shayach Shema Yachnitenu Chayev. In Shein there is no kavona, nor is there yaknitenu, and is chayev. So we see probably that at least that kavona salahazik is not the chiyuv, is not the mechayev. That at least we see. That Kavanos al-Hazik is not a Mechayev and Shema Yaknitenu Rabbo is not a Mechayev. Because you can be Chayev and Shein without those two. So in Keren, where there is Kavanos and Lazik, I don't understand what the Marshal is saying. Yeah, there's no question, but the Marshal is trying to show from Shane that there is place to say that Kavanos Lazik is a Ptur, even where Yakintenu Rabbi doesn't apply. I don't know. Yeah. The reason that there's chayev is because there's no shema yaknitenu and there's no kavona. But if there was, then it would be, if either of them were present, it could be potter. Why? Yeah, but there's yaknitenu rabo. So good. If there was yaknitenu rabo, I understand it could be chayev. But if there was kavonos al azik without yaknitenu rabo, why should it be chayev? Why should it be potter? If there was without Yaknitenu Rabba, why should Kavanos Lazik be potter? So we would have to say because we don't know. At this stage, we don't know why Eved Va'ama is potter. Maybe it's Shema Yaknitenu Rabba, and maybe it's because of Kavanos Lazik. What does Kavanos Lazik mean? That the Balabos cannot be held responsible for somebody else's deliberate actions. You can't guard a person 24 hours a day and make it impossible. You can guard him from non-deliberate action. So you can say, I won't let my Eved and Amo in somebody else's field, or that type of thing. But if he deliberately wants to go there, how are you going to guard him? So maybe the Ptur is Kavanos Lazik, maybe the Ptur is Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. In Shane, there's neither of them. So from the point of view of Shane, the Chiyuv is there where there's no Kavanos Lazik, there's no Yaknitenu Rabbi. So from Shane, we also don't know what the cause of the chiyuv is, or what the cause of the ptur would be. And it might well be stam kavanos lazik. That's the reason that you potter, that a bailim cannot be held responsible for the deliberate actions of his eved. That's the eved. Memele by keren as well, where it's deliberate, maybe a bailim can't be held responsible. You can't hold a shor back that's coming back to the havamina. That is coming back to the havamina, which is good according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. And we're coming back to saying, good, even if it's predictable, there's nothing I can do. If he has Kavanos Lazik, he's going to do it. There's nothing I can do to stop him. That would be good according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. But according to the Ma'ari, it wouldn't be any good. Because the Ma'ari says, we're not looking at his Shmira. We're just looking at it from the point of view of the animal. Do you follow what I'm saying? We don't know. Maybe the Kavanos Lazik alone is enough to patter by the Eved. We don't know the reason of Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi yet. And the reason at this point that we're saying that he's chayev, that he's potter, even when that's onus in the case of the Eved, is in case there was Kavanos Lazik, and if there was Kavanos Lazik, we've got a patter. But that's all only according to the Mari, the Mari Kohen Tzedek. But Rav Ashi heishiv de'af ein kavona dehosom adifa lifto mi kavona dekeren. Rav Ashi says no, the ein kavonosoi of the eved is more of a ptur than the kavona of keren. Kivan dehosom be kavona mi eshayach shem yaknitenu famim niskavnu v'yom rulo niskavnu. You're right. Says the Mashal as follows. Kavona lazik alone is a reason to patter. Fine. The question is, but why is the Eved of Amo potter even when it's not Kavanos Lazik? The reason we're given is, in case it will be Kavanos Lazik. So you see that the Ikar Ptur is Kavanos Lazik. Why is Kavanos Lazik a Ptur? So we're going back to the Havamin of the Gemara. It's hard to be Shomer, somebody who has Kavanos Lazik. What can you do? Answers Rav Ashi, no. There it's not Stam Kavanos Lazik. The question is because it's Tikkun Olam. It's not because you can't look after him. It's because it doesn't help. Because if we're going to make him chayev, then if we're going to make him chayev even where there was no kavanos lahazik, if we're going to do that, he has a way of getting at his balabos. And we've got to protect the balabos by not allowing the eved to have this way of getting at him. And therefore, Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi comes in even in the case of uns. I thought originally that the only place that Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi came in is in the case of Kavanos al-Hazik. Then I would say, so I don't know if what's causing the Ptur. Is it just Kavanos al-Hazik? No, it's Shemayak Nitenu Rabwe. That's the problem. But if it's Shemayak Nitenu Rabwe, how will you explain the Ptur in the case of Onus? The Havamin of the Gemara is the Ptur in the case of Onus is because maybe that was also Kavanos al-Hazik. And the Bailin can say, I can't. How do you know it wasn't Kavanos al-Hazik? He says he was walking in the field and he dropped the lighter. Who says that? Maybe he's had it in his mind to burn that field for ages. How can I guard him against it if he's deliberately going to do it sooner or later? Answers Rav Ashi, no, the reason is not because we're afraid that it was Kavanos al-Hazik. There's only one Ptur here, and that's Shemayak Nitenu Rabbe. Kavanos al-Hazik is not a Ptur. It's Shemayak Nitenu Rabbe. And the reason that by an onus is Chayev also is in case he'll do it by Kavanos al-Hazik Rabbe, and he'll say it was an onus. That's how the Marshal ends. But as we said, that will only go according to the Mari Kohen Tzedek. That will not go according to the Mari. The Pnei Yeshua learns it differently. Have you got Pnei Yeshua of the next Omri? It is on Omud Dalet. I'm pretty sure I don't think you've got it. Should we photo that quickly? Thanks, you. Bottom right hand, Pnei Yeshua. That's on Omud Dalet of the Pnei Yeshua at the bottom right hand side. Who's the Tafches, Eric? It could be. The Rav Yehuda have a salkedaiter the kavanosoi lahazik gorotfei. Rav Yehuda was of the original opinion that kavanosoi lahazik is the kulo, is less severe. The haraya mi eved ve'amo deptiri. And the reason is from eved ve'amo who are potter for kavanosoi lahazik. So you see from there that kavanosoi lahazik is a kula. So he's going back to using Eved Va'amo as the reason for Rav Yehuda's original approach. And it appeared to him difficult to say that the reason for the Ptur is Shemayak Nitenu. Why? Kiven da'afti imo Eved kiven be'emes lahazik machmas knas rabbi. For if the Eved really had the kavona to do it in order to harm his Rebbe, Hoyo harav chayev mitzad adin l'shalim. Essentially, the Rav would have had to pay mitzad adin is chayev. Elo mipnei tikun ha'olam poitrin oisa. But to improve the structure of society, the chachomim patted him. V'imkein bevadai she'ein ze tam maspik elohecha she'esh mokum loyma she'kiven lahazik. That means, essentially, is chayev. Elo mai that in order not to create a situation of Shema Yachnitenu Rabbi, the Chachomim were gozer that he should be potter. Sorry? So really he should be chayev. If the reason is Shema Yachnitenu Rabbi, then that can only apply, it's only fair to apply that when you have some kind of evidence that it was bemazed. Otherwise, why should aval hecha sheyesh umdana deloikivin lahazik? But if the appearance seems to be that he didn't have kavona lahazik, loy shayach lahafsid hanizak biyodayim. Are we going to allow the nizak to suffer such enormous loss? Kivan shamazik chayiv mitzad adin. When after all the mazik is chayiv mitzad adin, imagine such a situation. So the eved walks in. He loves art. He has a passion for art. So on his off day, he goes to the private collection at the Getty Museum, valued at $250 billion. And while he's there, his lighter falls out of his pocket, and the place blows up, and the $250 billion worth of art collection goes. Comes Getty's heirs to the owner of the slave, and they say, please, pay up. Says the balabos, my Eved, he did deliberately to get at me. Bayez didn't go into it. They say, have you had an argument with your Eved at all? Nothing at all. The Eved says, have you got any tainas against your balabos? Nothing at all. He's the most wonderful balabos. What were you doing at the Getty Museum? He says, for the last 25 years, on every day of my off day, I've been going to an art gallery. Check back my records. There's not one day off that I've had that I haven't gone to an art gallery. Says the balabos, still I'm potter. Maybe it was bemazed. Says the Pnei Yeshua, how can you go a hefsed to the nizak because of a maybe which you've got absolutely no raya for at all? When essentially the din, if you want to say ikir adin is potur, then good. Then I understand that you can say even where there's a sofek, because why should he have to pay if ikir adin is potur? But if Me'ikir Adin is Chayev, that means you're taking the money away from the Nizak because of a Sofek. That's what you're doing. The question is, who's really Muchzik here? If you say Me'ikir Adin, the Mazik has to pay, but here we have a Sofek. So from a Sofek, if you say Me'ikir Adin, the Mazik doesn't have to pay, then Me'ikir Adin, where is the money? The money belongs to the Mazik. Now we have a Sofek where the Mazik has to pay or not, so the money stays with the Mazik. But if Me'ikir Adin, the Mazik does have to pay, if we have a sofik, maybe he should be potur, maybe we should let him off. So me'ikir adin, that means we're taking money away from the nizak. Mi sofik, how can we do that? V'afim noimad Hashem ha'eved niskavin be'emes lahazik. And even if we say that we're not sure, maybe the eved had the intention of being mazik. Mikol shchein shu chayev, ilav mipnei Hashem ha'yaknitenu bifnei atzmoi. So the only reason to pattern him is Shema Yachnitenu. And how can you cause a hepsid to the nizak because of all of these sveikas? Elovada, you know, imrim, kashe eved niskavin lahazik, harav potur mitzad hadin. So you see from here, says the Pnei Yeshua, since there's a ptur even when there's a loy niskavin lahazik because of a sofik, maybe he was niskavin. You see that Me'ikir Adin the Mazik is Takapotur. It's not that Me'ikir Adin is Chayev, but the Chachomim were Mesak and Ptur. Me'ikir Adin is Potur. Why Lefish Lo Yabi Yodoy Leshomro Kamoshi Pirishat Tosfos? The Pnei Yeshua is learning the way we learned, for the reason of going right back to the beginning, that he couldn't do it. Elohim Lo Niskavin Adin LeChayev. The only thing is, if there's Lo Niskavin, then he should really be Chayev. Ladies Kavan, you could have guarded and you didn't, therefore you should be chayev. V'alze shayach shapir atakonu dimken kolevet sheyaknitenu rabu yazik chaveru bekavono. But then we'll have the following situation. Imagine now, so if we're going to say me'ikir hadin, an eved who damages with kavono, the bailim is potur, me'ikir hadin. Why? I can't stop an Eved who's got it into his head to cause somebody damage. There's nothing I can do. At the end of there's a time when he'll do it. I can't keep him in chains. So he's going to do it. Then you should be, agree that then you should be chayev. No, says the Balabos, if I'm going to be chayev when it's ein kavanos lahazik, then my Eved has a way of getting at me. He knows that with kavanos lahazik he can't get at me because I'm chatu. So he'll go and do it in a way that appears like ein kavanos, I'll be chayev. So the Shema Yachnitenu Rabu, the way the Pnei Yeshua is learning, is only kavanos lahazik. That's the only time that no Shema Yachnitenu Rabu. You don't need that takana with kavanos lahazik. Essentially potu. He didn't have intention to be mazik, and he'll do it in a way which appears as if he didn't have intention to be mazik. But nifsad la mazik shelo, that the mazik is being penalized shelo kedin. V'im kein ikar atakona aloy niskavin. Aval niskavin potu mitzad adin kiven sheim biyad bailim d'shemre. V'im kein hava mina degam keren potu. Now I can say that keren should aim. Reason now of the ptur of an Eben also Lahazik. Not because of Shmaik Nitenu Rabu. Shem, I think it's a lot. So you need to work on this place for the next year. You need to chazer over the Shita Mekubetzis. You have to learn the Gemara, the Havimin, the Maskona, both according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and according to the Ma'ari. Ms. Chazar over the B'chaim tells us Kasha, the proof from Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that the Chi of Nezikin is from the Gavra, from his lack of Shmira, and not from the Momon Hamazi. And how the Tosfos must be there for learning like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. We then go through the Shugya of Eved V'Amo. Tosfos asks some kashas and gives an assumption which doesn't make sense at all. The Ma'arshot and the Pnei Yeshua answer. This is the Maharam, and you can learn the Maharam if you have time. There's some delightful Maharam on this. The Pnei Yeshua gives an answer. We know that the answer of the Ma'arshot and the Pnei Yeshua works only according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. That happens to be okay because Tosfos goes L'shitas Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. So everything is L'shitosum. So according to Tosfos Shita, which based on their whole kasha of an ancient minadin requires them to learn like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and not like the Ma'ari. So the way the Pnei Yeshua is answered for Tosfos is all very good. The problem is Rashi. If we're not going to learn like Tosfos, how are we going to learn Pshat and the Sugya? That's what we're going to have to do next, but we can't go into that until this is very clear. So please, everybody has an achrayas, not only for yourselves, everybody who's here has an achrayas before the next shir to see that the whole shir knows and understands these yesodas. Otherwise people might as well drop out of the shiks, because there'll be the foundations will be lost.
Thanks. I'll work on this at home. I've got a lot of time.